This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Would you believe today's headlines are the result of something that happened centuries ago? Leroy talks today about the nature of man. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and make Him known.
And now, Leroy Imes.
Whenever news breaks, the first question is always, what happened? Whether it's a presidential election or a ball game, the question is the same. Who won? Remember how eager we were to hear news from the Olympics? We want to know the results, good or bad. If there's a terrible airplane crash, all interest is focused first on the passengers. We identify with those people. When mankind, early in the history of the world, chose to disobey God, we were all affected, and we're still asking what happened. Interestingly enough, the fact of the fall is not unique to Christianity. Most religions of the world try to come up with some explanation as to how mankind got itself into such a mess. The Bible tells us exactly what happened, how sin got such a grip on the human race. Sin was already in the world when Adam chose to disobey God. The devil was there with his subtlety and his lies. And when our first parents believed the devil's lie, a shockwave of such mammoth proportions was unleashed in the world that we still feel the effects today. So, the doctrine of the fall is not confined to the great halls of theological learning, but spills over into our daily lives. The results are devastating, and they affect countless thousands of believers in the world today. How? As we look out upon the fallen world, we are made very much aware that our greatest problems are not scientific but moral. How can we help stop the brutality, the killing, the hatred, the real problems of our world? And we conclude there is only one way, the good news of Jesus Christ. What power is there in the world today that can turn hate into love? A desire to hurt into a desire to heal? Only one. The gospel of Christ. Do you remember the Philippian jailer? He was so brutal, so hard-hearted, he could beat Paul and Silas bloody, throw them into the inner prison, and go off and sleep like a baby. But the jailer's first desire after he was converted was to wash their wounds. The results of the fall can only be remedied by the message of Jesus Christ. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
As part of this broadcast ministry, we'd like to send you a free subscription to the Navigators Devotional Guide magazine, Daily Walk. Each month, this self-study guide will direct your Bible reading and give you new insights on how to live a Christ-centered life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Join us on Daily Discipleship.